G'day, this is Nurky with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast, talking about the topic of meditation. First, I'd like to start off by saying congratulations, guys. This is a bloody amazing thread thing that you've got going here. I just listened to every single one of the last 15 or so meditation podcasts, and my head's going to explode. In his last post, podcast, whatever, True American spoke about how people needed to respond to individual points rather than generalizing. My method for doing that will be taking notes while I listen to them and using quotes, because it's what they do in academia so that they can gain credibility and people will believe what they talk about rather than thinking they're just talking out of their asses. I'm going to start off, I'll probably end up doing two files for this, because I'll start off doing my experiences in meditation, and then in the second part, and probably even the third part, I'll be talking about what I think meditation does and is. Okay, I use what's called the silver method, which I'll go on to later. I generalize, I visualize things in my mind that I can use later on, when I meditate. I started off by creating a pair of telescopic glasses. Some of this stuff might sound really crap, but it sort of works. I'm working on making sure it's more effective. I use a pair of telescopic glasses, which I put on, and it's sitting next to a writing pedestal that I use the glasses to sit back and think mindfully about my emotions and my actions as an observer rather than being the subject. So I'm a witness rather than a victim of my actions, emotions, and thoughts. And I use the writing pedestal to write down what is going on in my emotions, thoughts, and actions. Remember, this is all visualization. This isn't physical. A second item that I use is a golden water water cooler that's got a couple of add-ons to it. It has golden healing water in it that I can drink, that the water will go down into my body and influx it with energy, positive energy that can heal me. I'm not too sure whether or not this works, but the whole point of visualizing is to eventually get it to try and work. One of the add-ons to the water fountain cooler thing is that it has like an IV needle that I can plug directly into any point in my body, and if I can visualize and concentrate on that, I can pretend to make the water go through from the fountain in the IV into that point, at which that point will get stronger, more efficient, heal itself, and improve general well-being around the area. It's a more specific, localized method of using the golden water. I also have a little shower fountain thing with a little metal chain that I can pull in order to make the water come down and give me a shower. I have scalp irritations and a little bit of dandruff every now and then, plus some little pimple things that grow in my hair. I think it's called psoriasis or something. I use that sort of like sell some yellow and sell some gold shampoo. I use that to heal my hair and to heal my scalp, and then it washes down on the rest of my body and heals the skin. So I can use that to improve the quality of my skin. Now, these items, I don't know if they're actually working or not, because it's a gradual process, but I'm pretty much sure that they'll work eventually. The third item that I use is a pair of steel springs, which start at my feet, end at my knees, and then restart again and go up to the hips. I bend the steel springs, take all the energy out of my body, and then when I jump, all the energy goes straight into the floor and pushes me up as hard as possible. I use this to visualize when I'm riding my bike so I can get as much maximum power out of my legs as possible, and I can reach some bloody incredible speeds when I'm riding my bike. And as soon as I stop visualizing, I realize, oh shit, I'm riding on a major road. I'll probably get run over by a truck here, so I should probably start concentrating on the rest of the world instead of my silver method visualizing. A couple of things I've had when I was younger. When I first meditated, I was about 4 or 5 years old. I'd watched some monks in Kung Fu. God, I love that show. And I sat there and meditated, and I was absolutely overwhelmed. I saw this image of an older person in his 30s, but he kept morphing his age. But I had a bit of, like, recognition. Like, it felt like the person was familiar. And now, over the past year, I've been meditating, and I've actually been linking back to my past and have been experiencing and connecting with the child persona of myself. So now that I know what it is, I know that I've been going back through my own psyche, through time, to be able to communicate to myself as a child. And I haven't been able to change anything, but I know that I've been able to go to specific points in my life, which I can't even remember. But when I use that form of meditation, I can connect to it and actually experience it and learn from it and understand how I do certain things and why. Another thing that I've been doing during meditation over the past year is going back to when I had foresight, or what people like to call psychic views. I can't remember what it's called. But basically when you see into the future, but it's not so much the future so much as when I feel it now, it feels like it was the past but isn't. I can look back at myself into that time when I had the premonition, but it feels as though I'm giving that information to my child self from this time. I have no idea how I'm doing it, but it feels as though I'm giving my child self information from the future, which is how I've been able to have precognition as a child. And even now, even every now and then, I feel like I'm getting it from both my past self and my future self, premonitions of things that are going to happen and things that will be in my life. I've also been able to link up to people in extreme accidents, like people in car crashes and people in future nuclear wars. And my mother says that I'm what's called a reaper, not as in ooh, evil, scary death reaper with the skeleton face and the black hood and all that and the scythe. I feel as though I pass people from one plane of existence into the other. I give them guidance from this physical reality into another one. Basically, the analogy of helping tortured souls ascend to another plane of existence. And I achieve this nowadays through meditation, when, as I was a child and had less in the way of biased views and forms and standpoint perception, I was more able to just do it on the fly whenever I reached a deep sleep, or whenever I was just not paying attention and reached what's called the delta wave pattern in awakeness, which is very hard to achieve unless you've got some weird gene, or, you know, the psyche just creates it out of meditation, sleep, and repetition, stuff like that. Next, I'll go on to the different theories of meditation and how it relates to other different things. This is my experience with meditation. Thank you.